But your wrist. I studied it. You can't have worn your lens there for months. Those Tellurian bracelets leave white streaks an inch wide.
I tanned it with a pencil beam. Nice job, huh? But what I want to ask you about is a little cooperation, as you supposed. I'm here to work on this drug ring.
Surely, anything we can do. But narcotics is handling that, not us.
But you know that as well as I do, the officer broke off, puzzled. I know. That's why I want you. That and because you handle the Secret Service. Frankly, I'm scared to death of leaks. For that reason, I'm not saying anything to anyone except Lensman, and I'm having no dealings with anyone connected with narcotics. I have as unimpeachable an identity as Haynes could furnish.
There's no question as to its adequacy, then, the Raelegian interposed.
I'd like to have you pass the word around among your boys and girls that you know who I am and that I'm safe to play with. That way, if Boscone's agents spot me, it will be for an agent of Haynes, not for what I really am. That's the first thing. Can do?
Easily and gladly. Consider it done. Second?
To have a boatload of good, tough Marines on hand if I should call you. There are some Valerians coming over later, but I may need help in the meantime. I may want to start a fight, quite possibly even a riot.
They'll be ready, and they'll be big, tough, and hard. Anything else?
Not just now, except for one question. You know Countess Avendrin, the woman I was dancing with a while ago? Got any dope on her?
Certainly not. What do you mean?
Huh? Don't you even know that she's a Bosconian agent of some kind?
Man, you're crazy. She isn't an agent. She can't be. Why, she's a daughter of the Planetary Counselor, the wife of one of our most loyal officers.
She would be. That's the type they like to get hold of.
Prove it, the Admiral snapped. Prove it or retract it.
He almost lost his poise, almost looked toward the distant corner in which the bewhiskered gentleman was sitting so idly.
QX?
If she isn't an agent, why is she wearing a thought screen? You haven't tested her, of course.
Of course not.
The amenities, as has been said, demanded that certain reserves of privacy remain inviolate. The Tellurian went on. You didn't, but I did. On this job, I can recognize nothing of good taste, of courtesy, of chivalry, or even of ordinary common decency. I suspect everyone who does not wear a lens.
A thought screen, exclaimed Gerond. How could she without armor?
It's a late model, brand new, just as good and just as powerful as the one I myself am wearing, Kinnison explained. The mere fact that she's wearing it gives me a lot of highly useful information.